wanted to be a teacher, and because I always loved kids. I don't know, I've just always found it super easy to build like a rapport with them. And maybe because I'm super immature, I don't know. I don't know, probably. So I always wanted to be a teacher. I always wanted, lots of kids until I had my own kids. And I was like, wow, this is quite full on when you actually have to look after them yourself. So, yeah, I think so. I just wanted like a husband, a house, some kids. I mean, I never had like huge aspirations of becoming an astronaut or just was not on my radar.
Not yet.
Yeah. Maybe when I'm like 40. Maybe George and I will go to space together.
What are your strengths as a teacher, do you think?
Literacy and behaviour. People like look at my kids and they're like, I mean, obviously they have their moments, they're little, but people I think are quite terrified of. They'd be like, wow, your kids are so well behaved. I'm like, they know not to step out of line. I'm firm but fair.
Because that's a skill. I'd often
get kids, you know, for 2 years in a row or so because I managed to kind of get them in check. Yeah, I don't know. It's just the way you kind of talk to them. It's just not the yell. You don't need to yell and scream like to help with boundaries. You just have to talk to them nicely and get them to understand why you're asking them to do what you're asking them to do.
And why do you love kids?
They're just fun. I just love having conversations that make you think about things, and they do make you think about things because they don't just like they think outside the box and everything's new. So they want to know things and they make you think and appreciate stuff again. I think. Everything's so rushed when you're older.
Would it be nice to teach locally?
Yes, I'd probably go back up to Upper Harbour Primary. That's where I was teaching for a while. I've taught all over the place. Well, first year I was Sunnynook, then I moved to Northcote Primary, then we went to England and I taught there. When I came back, I went to Upper Harbour for 4 or 5 years, I think, and then I went to Takapuna. Then I stopped, and I've been out for 4 years.
That's a lot of kids.
Yeah. Well, the first kids I taught, some of them actually follow me on Instagram. They're turning 20 this year. I thought financial literacy was coming into the curriculum, but I might have made that up. But, 100% important. We're already teaching George that stuff. He's got 2 money boxes and he has decided if he wants to spend or save.
Does he pay you tax?
Yep. And he gets interest and if he puts it in his savings. I get mum tax. Chores, normal household chores, you don't get anything for. It's the extra stuff, like weeding the garden or I'm yet to think of any others. He did it the day before Mother's Day with Ben. And every time someone walked past, he'd say, I'm just weeding the garden for Mother's Day. Like I'd made it, like that's what I wanted him to do, weed the garden for my present. I was like, shush, just getting the garden ready for Mother's Day. I'm going to have a parade or something. Carry me out on some kind of bed, like here she is. Next I was day, waiting for it.
Hobsonville, Mother's Day
parade. Yeah, just parade us all down the street. That's a really good idea. Or just an Upper Harbour parade. Watch us come down in all our glory. We just throw money at us.